Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know you're doing wonderful, great, exceptional, fine, and very, very special. Why? Because these are all adjectives used to describe you. You are a very important person to all the people in your life. You are very uplifting and nurturing, and you take the time out to say things to people that are encouraging and helpful. And where would we be without you? I really don't know. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Thank you for doing what you do because you are so vital to this world. Thank you. Well, today we are so blessed to have our very own Mrs. Melissa Haynes guest star on the show. Mrs. Melissa L. Haynes is a lover of God and a follower of Christ. She is thankful to the Lord for every day that he gives her because it is a gift, and that's why it is the present. He has enabled her to weather the storm and clouds and lead a triumphant and enlightened life. She's able to see now through her eyes of love because of his grace, kindness, and mercy. She was born in the Bronx, New York, and grew up in Roosevelt, Long Island. She went on to graduate from Cornell University with a bachelor's degree in communication. Currently, she is happily married and a new mother of a beautiful baby girl. During her life, she has volunteered as a crisis intervention counselor at the Long Island Crisis Center, and she has also worked as an expediter for such clients as Verizon and Pfizer. She is grateful to God for all that she is and will ever be, and says unto you, grace and peace. And without further ado, let me welcome her to the show. Hi, Mrs. Melissa Haynes. How are you, Melissa?
Hello, Lady Charmaine Day. Thank you for having me. It's a blessing.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate every time you come on because we definitely are left better off than when we started.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I just thank God that he keeps me from day to day and that I'm able to come back and help out wherever I can.
Amen. Well, today we thought we'd talk about how it doesn't matter what others think or their opinion. The only opinion that matters is God's. And we will be discussing today how through prayer, meditation, and fasting, you can boldly proclaim victory in every area of your life. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to go to the Word to give us an example of this very situation. You ready?
Ready to go.
Okay, so we're going to go to Numbers chapter 13. This is when the Israelites had received word from God that they were going to possess the promised land, Canaan. And Moses sent explorers out to Canaan. So if we go to Numbers 13, chapter 13, verse 17, when Moses sent them to explore Canaan, he said, go out through Negev and on into the hill country. See what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled or fortified? How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there trees on it or not? Do your best to bring back some fruit of the land. It was a season for the first ripe grapes. So they went up and explored the land from the desert of Sin as far as Rehob to toward Harmoth. They went up through the Negev and came into Hebron where Anum, I'm not going to go through all these names because I'm not pronouncing them correctly right now. I'm feeling a little nervous.
Okay.
But they explored the land. At the end of 40 days, they returned from exploring the land. Then in verse 26, they came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which he sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here it is, the fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev, the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the men who had gone out with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, the land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nebelin there, the descendants of the Anak come from the Nebelin. We seemed like grasshoppers in our very own eyes, and we looked the same to them. Then in chapter 14, that night, all the people of the community raised their voices and wept out loud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, if only we had died in Egypt or in this desert, why did the Lord bring us into the land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, we should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, the land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into the land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them.
Amen.
So do you see how Joshua and Caleb stood up, regardless of what the other people were thinking, regardless of what the other explorers, because remember there were 12 explorers, and mm-hmm. 10 out of the 12 were saying, we can't do this, those people are bigger than us, they're going to beat us up.
Amen.
These two mighty men of God said, if God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
It's so true. It's so true. And you just have to trust in God. You can't look at your circumstance. You can't see what's around you and say, Lord, I just can't take it anymore. I can't do it anymore. You know, God is wanting us to just hold on and stand firm and believe and know that he is with us. And that we just stand still right where we are, planted like the roots that are in the ground, strong. And so that is where we are to sit. We are just to sit and to wait. Sometimes that's hard to do, to sit and wait on the Lord. And then when he says move, that's when you move. Not a minute before, not a minute after, but you hold on and you sit and you wait on the Lord. You know, I can say from my own experience that I was impatient when it came to wanting to have a child. You know, I thought it would happen in my strength and my own time when I thought that it would happen. If I prayed my prayers and if I read the scripture and if I did such and such and, you know, and I held on to that, you know, it would happen in the time frame that I had appointed, that I had allotted for God. And can you imagine that, me telling God what to do? God is in full control, and he lets me know all the time that you don't have to be afraid. You don't need to feel like you're in control. You don't have to be in charge. Just sit back, stand still, and wait on me, and you will see the victory. And that's a hard lesson to learn, you know, and I'm still learning it, even after having a child. Even after having a successful marriage, you still have your struggles, you still have your stripes, you still have your crosses to bear. And you have to still stand strong, you still have to stand firm, no matter what it looks like to anybody else.
Amen. Because, see, when God puts a vision on your heart, he puts a vision on your heart. You understand what I'm saying? The key word, yours. not everybody's going to be A, happy for you, or B, see what you are talking about. I mean, yeah. This is taboo talk. Let's keep it real. You know, people will say, oh, you can't do this and you can't do that. And you know what? Don't try this because when I tried it, you know, I didn't succeed, you know, or people,
Amen.
You know, try and put you down or not encourage you. But
Amen.
It's not about their opinion, okay? You go to the Lord and you say,
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I need you. I need your guidance. I need your strength. I need your wisdom. I
Amen.
Need you to uplift me and take me to this next level. And you know the vision you planted on my heart. You know the desire I have. Because, see, if it was on me, you know, I didn't put it there.
Amen.
You put it there.
Amen.
So I'm asking you to take me to the next level and help me to get it going. And you do that by prayer. It's constant prayer. You know what? Sometimes we don't know what to pray for. You could just moan, Jesus.
Or you can speak in tongues, an unknown
yes.
language, to God. That's
yes.
speaking in the spirit. And that's a gift of God. Because sometimes we don't know what to pray for. So sometimes you speak in that other language and you talk to God and he works it out. And you
mm-hmm.
don't need to know everything that God is doing or working on. It's not for our minds to understand. You get in pieces. You get in part. We see in part. That's in the Bible. But to know the mind of God, you read his word, you can fast, you can meditate. But fully and truly, he's in control.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You just, like I was saying, it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, people think that they have to have a perfect prayer. You know, God takes you for what you are and who you are. You're his child. And
Amen.
He accepts you for where you're at. He knows
Amen.
He loves you where you're at. And
Amen.
That's what's so wonderful about God is that And that's why I say go to him versus anybody else. Don't worry about anybody else's opinion. Because God is not fake phony.
Amen.
You know, he accepts you for who you are and where you are at. And he loves you to the very end.
Amen.
You know, he tells you in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And
Hallelujah.
That's the truth.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Thank you for the victory that's at hand. Father God, we thank you and we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor because you alone truly deserve it. We give you honor, Lord, because you walk us through the valleys. You take us by the hand and you lead us through the victory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and we give you all the praise and the glory because you alone stand before us. When we don't know where to go and which way to turn, we kneel and we bow down and we prostrate ourselves before you because we hold on to your hand and you're holding on to us and you're carrying us at times. Sometimes we don't even know how we're going to get out of the bed in the morning. It's like, you know, it's doom and gloom and it's this and that and all these things around us. But we hold on to your promises, Lord, because you said the victory is ours. You said that you would love us still. You said that your son died for our sins. So for all of these things, we are to hold on, and we are to not let go, and we are to not be disturbed by what we hear or what we see. I'm sorry. I
Amen.
You're
so excited. No, it's the truth. And that's exactly what Joshua and Caleb said. They were like, they tore off their clothes. Sometimes you got to get physical with it.
Amen.
Sometimes you can't worry about how you look or how you appear or if you got on the right clothes or not. They said, we're going to tear our clothes and get y'all attention and let you know if God is for us, no one can be against us. No one can. No one can defeat us.
Thank you.
And I want you, Taboo Talk listener, to know this. Is there something that you are holding on to, hope for, and people are telling you, no, you can't? I'm here to tell you that don't go with the naysayers. Don't go with what the people around you are saying, okay? You
Amen.
See God's face, and you
Amen.
Know for this is when you know what you know. You know that God is for you. Nothing and no one can be against you. That's
Amen.
Number one.
Hallelujah.
Number two, you continue to have prayer. prayer. And you know what? Sometimes you got to get physical with it. Sometimes you got to take time out and not eat anything and fast and get your body still and meditate and just go to the Lord and say, Father, I'm here. What have you say to me? And take me to that next level. And I'm here to tell you, there's so many times when I didn't know where it was going to come from. Because if I looked at my circumstances, Visa and MasterCard were not going to get paid.
Amen.
You know, let's keep it real. Visa and MasterCard wasn't going to get paid, and that's a bill that has to get paid.
Amen.
You know, it was just like, where's the rent going to come from, Lord, this month?
Hallelujah.
My check
Thank
was
you,
short.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It was
you.
Just like, okay, Father God, I'm waiting on a good man. When is he ever going to show up?
Hallelujah.
I mean,
Thank you,
let's
Jesus.
Talk about the real things, okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I want to feel good about myself and how
Amen.
I get to that point.
Hallelujah.
It's just like,
Hallelujah.
It's like you seek his face, but you don't know where to go. And I have to say, but if God is for me, no one can be against me.
Amen.
Okay? And I'm not going to worry about how this bill is going to get paid. Let me tell you something. I took those bills. I put it on my Bible, and I said, God, I don't care how it's getting paid. I know
that's,
you want to make
that's,
it happen.
That's his domain. That's not your domain. You don't even
it's
need to worry about that.
And that's what I said. I'm not going to worry about it. I put it in the place I know where I got a deposit.
Amen.
I said, I got a heavenly account. Okay,
Amen.
I know I'm rich in heavenly places, and so are you, listening to Taboo Talk.
Hallelujah.
I put my bills here. I said, Lord, I'm taking out a deposit. I said, you know what? I'm facing eviction. I need this. I need to come up with a big amount of money, and I don't know where it's going to come from.
Amen.
And I didn't pick it back up.
Amen.
People looked at me like, why are you so calm in the face of eviction? I said, you know why? I said, because my Heavenly Father said it ain't my problem. And when the money came,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did we not dance? Did we not dance?
We
Hallelujah.
Did. Okay, my family bugged out with me. We are some dancing fools. Okay, we were dancing.
Hallelujah.
Okay, because you know they were with me in it because they saw my faith. Okay,
Amen.
And so I say to you, if he could do it for me, listening to Taboo Talk, he could do it for you.
Amen.
If he could do it for Sister Melissa Haynes, he could do it for you.
Amen.
He does this and more, okay?
Amen.
So, look, right now, I've already testified on this show about how God has blessed me with a good Christian man. Okay, my husband, he's so beautiful. It's just like I made him up. Sometimes I look at him and I say, he ain't real. Okay, I just be thanking God for him.
Hallelujah.
You know, and it's just like, you know, God will give you the desires of your heart to the point that you don't even believe it when it show up.
Amen. But you have to be careful. You have to be careful. Because when you get your blessing, you have just reached another level.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil is ready to steal back what God has just blessed you with. And don't take it for granted. Don't think, well, oh, yes, I just achieved this and da-da-da, and I did that and I did this. No, you hold on. You maintain your peace. You continue to praise God and thank him for it and be grateful because nothing is promised. We're here today, going tomorrow. Things happen. And I'm not saying you got to live in fear, but you got to live with gratitude. Thank God
Amen.
That he's maintaining you. Thank God that your bills are paid. Thank God that you have food on the table. Thank God you have clothes on your back. Thank God you have shoes on your feet. Thank God you have somebody to listen to, who can talk to you, somebody who can hold your hand, somebody who can guide you, whoever that is. You thank God for those people because we're not alone. You know, sometimes you feel like even your friends are all around you, they're saying things and you don't understand why. You know, God is trying to get you to a place where you just depend on him and him alone. You can't look at the TV and think you're going to get it all the time. You can't listen to JoJo, Bobo, whoever, and think that they're going to have the word for you, okay? Sometimes you got to get it yourself. You got to open up your Bible. You got to open up your mouth and start talking to God and listening to what he has to say to you. It's very important. and it's very real. Hold on to the promises of God. Stand strong.
God will take you to God. What you ask for, you know, God will give it to you and bless you beyond your imagination. And I can say this, when I look at my husband, I thank God for the fact that it's beyond my imagination what I could have hoped for. When I look at my home and the fact that I'm still here, I say, God, it's beyond my imagination.
Amen.
And we continue to have a humble and grateful heart.
Amen.
You know, you continue to thank him for his victory. You continue
Amen.
To thank him. And you know what? Whatever got you to your blessing, don't stop once you get it.
Amen.
Maintain. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on meditating. Keep on praising him.
Amen.
Keep on spreading the good news and being of good cheer. Because, see, you know what people think? We all grew up with this mentality that is happily endings. They're happy endings. And then when you get to the ending, you don't know what to expect because it's just we're built up to the ending.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you that once you achieve your goal or your dream or your aspiration, then set more goals, set more dreams, set more aspirations.
Amen.
And after you achieve those, set more. The key is always to seek more happiness. You know, one thing that's built into the Constitution of the United States is be in the pursuit of happiness.
Amen.
We are here to be, and God told us the key, you know, people don't read their Bible correctly, because if you did, you know God told us to do one thing, be fruitful and multiply.
Amen.
He didn't say be fruitful, get it, multiply, and then stop. No, he said be fruitful and multiply, meaning it's continuous.
Amen.
It's something that you continue to pursue and you continue to do. One thing happens and you move on to the next. You keep excelling. And, yes, there will be valleys. There will be times when you fall on your big old butt. And you're like, I didn't make it. Well, then dust it back off. That's what booties are for, and get back up. And keep on walking and keep on praising him, and it's all right to fall. It's all right to, and you know what? Don't have no shame in your game. It's just like, at least I tried. Because some people didn't even try. You know?
Amen.
Some people don't even never get past go.
Amen.
So we are at the end of our show. We need to start wrapping up. Went kind of quick, didn't it?
Oh, that was very quick.
Yes. Oh, you want to summarize your valid points that you made today, Ms. Melissa Haynes?
What I want to say is that God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He sees you. He knows your heart. He wants you to understand that he is with you and you are not alone. Hold on to his hand. Let him lead you. And just follow with your heart. Stop thinking with your mind. Stop thinking about all the outside activities. Just go with your heart. Just be like a little child that just accepts God for who he is. And he'll show you the way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That is so true. Whew. We were on fire today.
Yes, amen.
You know, when you're passionate about something, you just have to let people know. It can't be no joke about it.
Amen.
And see, that's what Joshua and Caleb said. They tore their clothes.
Amen.
They let the people know. God is for us.
Amen.
Nothing and no one is going to stop us from getting this promised land.
Amen.
And you know what? If you cannot get on board this program, you're not going to make it.
Amen.
And you know what? History shows us through the Bible that those people who couldn't get with the program and the vision, they didn't make it to the promised land.
Amen.
Sometimes if you can't get with the program, you get left behind or you die on the way going.
Amen.
Receive this good word that you heard today.
Amen.
Don't let anybody or anything stop you from receiving what is yours. So if you are entitled to good things, the promises of God. And where you can find the promises of God is in Deuteronomy 28:1-13, which includes the fact that God wants you to be prosperous, the head, not the tail,
Amen.
To bless when you come and go,
Amen.
That your enemies may come at you in one direction and flee you in seven.
Seven different ways.
Yes, that he will bless everything that you put your hands to, that he will multiply your livestock, bless the fruit of your womb,
Amen.
Everything that you got going on, he will bless.
Amen.
He will bless you in your time of season. He will bless you.
Hallelujah.
Look it up and see for yourself what you're entitled to. And once you know what you're entitled to, you'll be like, I got a heavenly account. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
That I can make deposits on and I can make withdrawals from.
Amen.
You know, it's nice when you got a checking account with a little bit of cash in it. And when you need to take some money out of the bank account, you just nicely go in, put your ATM card in and take some money out and go, ooh, I can go get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to be like that with your heavenly bank account.
Amen.
And have the same amount of faith. And
Amen.
So, listen, Tabitha Talk, that's what's going to summarize our talk today. We thank you for tuning in. And if you want to get in contact with Ms. Melissa L. Haynes, Melissa, what's the best way that they can reach you?
You can reach me on my email, which is M as in Mary, I-K-A, Z as in Zebra, 42@AOL.com. Again, that is M as in Mary, I-K-A, Z as in Zebra, 42@AOL.com.
And let me tell you, she is really good about following up on her emails. And as you can see, she's a mighty warrior, princess of God. And she will definitely help you and uplift you and nurture you because she's my prayer partner and prayer availeth much. So
Amen.
Please. You know, if you need additional help or enlightenment on this topic, seek her face. And let me just say this. Listener of Taboo Talk, you are very, very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, and guest starring Ms. Melissa L. Haynes was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, please go to my website, www.ladycharmainday.com. That's LadyCharmaineDay.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, join my Facebook fan page, see a video, join my YouTube channel, and also purchase gifts from the gift store. And I'm happy to say I just published my fifth book called Heed Simple, a motivational and inspirational book that is sure to take you to the next level. So please purchase your copy in the gift store. And also, if I'm your source for spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. Again, that website is www.ladycharmainday.com. That's LadyCharmaineDay. This ministry thanks you for your contributions, your support, and for you tuning in each week to hear our listeners, our speakers, and for who you are in your community. Remember, you are very, very special and appreciated. Goodbye.
Bye.